Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
As many of you know, this fall we had our annual CEF of Illinois fundraiser called America Needs a Miracle. At this in-person and live-streamed event, we not only had our guest speaker, Dr. Robert Morgan, share about the Christian history of our nation and the need for revival, but also we had the opportunity to share CEF ministry reports for this 2020 year. Chris Kalau, our CEF camp director for Camp Ganoos in Washington, Illinois, also shared how God had opened up amazing doors this year for ministry through our camp, even in the midst of this difficult 2020 COVID year. We hope you enjoyed listening and are encouraged what God did.
Welcome. Thank you guys so much for being here. We are excited. My name is Chris Kalau. I am the camp director of Camp Good News. It is the coolest camp on the face of the planet. There's Disney World, and then Camp Good News is somewhere up here, a little bit higher than it. It is awesome, and I love camp. This year, we were going to be celebrating our 65th summer and our 65th year of camping, and it was going to be exciting. We had all these big things planned and all this awesomeness, and then March came. And with March, kind of camp ended, or we thought it did at least, and it was a very sad time in March, and we were looking at like, what in the world are we going to do? How is it going to be different? How does camp look in a year that we can't run camp? In fact, the rule is no overnight camping. I mean, it was very specific. I couldn't even find a loophole. Like, oh, can I do day? No, how do I do this? It was just not going to happen. And it was very discouraging and very, very sad. And we just kept saying, Lord, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? And he kept coming back and kept coming back to me and saying over and over again, be still and know. Be still and know. And God showed me not what I was going to do. He showed me what he was going to do and how he was going to make camp just incredible this summer. And so we started in March. And with our ministry director, Tim, and my wife, Carrie, and we started doing this virtual camp or Camp 2.0 and kind of running some online different things. We were doing mad science, and we were blowing things up on Zoom, and I did a whip cracking video, and we did team building online, and we did all of these online things. And it was so cool and running all this different stuff and seeing the kids participate through the computer screen. And it was amazing. And a normal summer, we have a little over 400 campers that come out. With our online virtual camp, I think we did 10 weeks of it, if I remember right. We had 4,159 people involved in that. That's just mind-blowing how much God said, look, I'm going to take COVID, and I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it for my glory and my honor. And it was just incredible. In June and July, we decided to do something we called Camp Good News To Go, and we made boxes, little to-go boxes, and parents could come and do curbside pickup. We had 123 of those boxes that went out to campers, and I heard one story. There was a grandma who came, and she got her grandchildren, and everyone, like all of her neighbors, all got boxes, and they all did them together, and they'd open up the box, and there's crafts to do, and there's team building and games to do. They got to build stuff that we stuffed all these things in these little cardboard boxes. In fact, I know one mom came and she's like, I don't know how I'm going to fit all this stuff in my car, because we had a lot and we packed them full. But this grandma got to do this with all of these kiddos, and then they did the devotions together, and then they got online and they watched our messages and stuff that we had for them. And it was just incredible, 123 that did that. And that was June and July. We did two separate different boxes for that. And then I was like, okay, now what? What's the next big thing? And it was so interesting because God's like, just wait. Just wait. We're not done. 123, 4,000, no big deal. Just wait. And so we started going crazy on social media and on our YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. We did it all. And I did in October, I wanted to look and say, okay, how many people were involved? Because we were doing something every day on each of these things. We did Twitter. Twitter, we had 7,526 people interacting with our Twitter. Instagram, we had 8,034 people interacting with our Instagram. Our TikTok, I TikToked. Technically, I didn't because I am way too old for TikTok. I had younger staff help me and kids. But our animals have their own TikTok page in our nature center. 15,987 views on our TikTok. Our YouTube had 41,300 views on it. Kids watched over 300 hours of camp video through our stuff. And then God's like, no, I'm not done yet. Facebook, 527,790 people, individual people reach through our Facebook. These aren't repeat views. These are 527,000 individual people that heard about Camp Good News and heard about God. And then Pinterest, I don't know what we were doing on Pinterest. We must have amazed somebody on Pinterest because I will post little things of camp and little activities. But Pinterest, we had 6.6 million people checking out our Pinterest page. It's just incredible what God did in a year that I said, oh, what are we going to do? And God said, be still and know. I got some awesome stuff planned. And so that was just incredible to see that. And that was our summer ministry and what we did through the summer. And then fall came, and we're like, okay, we're getting into this phase four. Yes, phase four. We're going to be able to do stuff again. And phase three instructions looked exactly like phase four. And it said again, no overnight camping. And we're like, there goes our entire retreat season. And a lot of our retreat season, we do ministry, we do little programs and stuff, but a lot of our retreat season is what helps us continue on and to be able to do the summer. And so that was a huge loss of income, and we were very, very concerned. What are we going to do? What's it going to look like? And God again said, be still and know. Just wait. And so this fall, we decided with a lot of our schools, especially in Washington and Metamora and that area, they were all doing remote learning. They were all stuck at home. And we said, look, I have 8 children of my own, and I knew how quick I was ready to send them somewhere real fast when remote learning started. And so we knew there's parents out there. It's very interesting, most of our e-learning supervision that we have, most of them are middle school boys. I'm just saying, that seems to be the one that mom's like, nope, somebody else needs this one. And so we're doing this e-learning, and it has been crazy because I think we're at 6 different districts that's part of our e-learning supervision. And every district, every school has a completely different schedule. No one is the same. No one's doing the same thing. Some kids are there Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Some are Tuesday, Thursday. Some switch every week. Some are Monday, Tuesday. And so every day is a little bit different. Who's going to show up and whose day it is? And so there are some days that are low. Fridays are usually low. We have a lot less because some of the schools are not doing e-learning or anything on Fridays, so the kids will stay at home. And then some days we're up to 16, and we have quite a big group in there. But what's been neat about our e-learning is we've kind of been treating it like camp. So we do our e-learning. All the kids are there. We built these little cubicles at camp that they can sit in so they're able to take off their mask and be safe and do all their Zoom and all their learning. And then we get to go and we have fun at camp and we have chapel time and a devotional time. And each day we try and do something different. And one of the days at our camp, we have what we call hike the solar system. And so we've taken the solar system and we've scaled it down to where the sun is the size of a softball. And when the sun is the size of a softball, the solar system does not fit in a shoebox. But it does fit on the campgrounds, and so it takes about an hour to walk from the sun all the way out to Neptune. Pluto's kind of off of our property a little bit, we say, because it's not really a planet. But so we've scaled everything down, and we have that. And Earth just happened to work when the sun is a softball and it's at the flagpole. Earth just happened to be in the perfect spot that it fits on our one-way sign at camp to let people know here's the traffic, it goes this way. And it was perfect when we created this a couple years ago. I'm like, oh, that's so brilliant. When we talk about Earth, we talk about how this is the only planet that God put humans on. And also, there's only one way to heaven. There's only one way to get there. And so the e-learners, which most of them are unchurched, kids that don't have anywhere that they're going, so they're walking around with me, and we get to Earth, and we're talking about it. And there's this one little girl, and you can see her kind of, and she's asking some different questions. And we kept going, we did the other planets, and we got to Saturn. And she's like, Mr. Chris, I don't know that one way. Can we do that? Can I figure out that one way now? And so there at Camp Saturn, I got to lead this little girl to Christ through our e-learning. And it's been awesome. Also each day with our e-learning, we have a giant whiteboard. And every day we put a verse of the day. Verses we want the kids to see and learn and good verses for them to know. And it's been so interesting. We've had several of the kids, can I have a Bible? I'd like to look at that. I want to know more about that. It was even neat one day. We celebrated International Bring Your Bible to School Day. I think it was October 2nd. And the kids held it up on Zoom. Got my Bible. They're showing their class and stuff. Last week, Tim, who's been working with our e-learning, our ministry director, he took them all on a hike down to a fire pit we have down at the kind of near the creek, and we have a cross there at this fire pit. And of course, one of the little boys is like, why you got a T? What's that for? Like, shouldn't it be like C for camp or something? What's the T for? And so Tim got a chance to share with him what the cross is and what the cross means and led that little boy to Christ through that. And so it has been awesome to see how God is using e-learning and daycare for his glory at camp. One of my favorite stories from this summer, we did an online trivia night, and we did it for families. We offered families, hey, we're having a trivia night. We're going to host it over Zoom. You don't have to come to camp. Play over Zoom. And one of our staff girls signed up her entire family, and we played trivia, and then we had an intermission where I shared the gospel. And then we finished trivia, and somebody won. It was all exciting. And after later that night, I got a message from that staff member's dad. I want to know more about this Jesus. And it's just so cool how God has used COVID. Next summer, well, this was our theme this summer. This was going to be the theme for summer 2020, no turning back. We're deciding to push it on to next year because I don't want to go back to 2020. There's definitely no turning back. But it also, this theme is we are so excited about discipling boys and girls and teaching them that once you're saved, once you know Jesus is your Savior, there's no going back to those old ways. Get in the Word, get in church, learn, tell others, no turning back. You know, I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, and teaching that to them and sharing that with them. It has been a very weird year this year, and these pictures and videos are from 2019, and so it's been weird not seeing the campers out. It's been a hard year because our last income that we had at camp was February 1st. And we haven't been able to really do anything since then. And so it's definitely been different, but it has been awesome to see God work at Camp Good News even this year. A couple of kiddos that work this year, we have a week we call Legacy Changers, and it is kids whose parents are in prison. We allow them to come to camp completely free, and we offer them an awesome camp experience with the goal of changing their legacy so they don't end up like mom or dad or whoever is in prison. And several years ago, when I first started camp, 7 years ago, two little 13-year-old twins came, and they got to enjoy camp completely free. And then we offered them. We said, hey, would you like to be a CIT? Would you like to come and work the kitchen, work the grounds, and do some different work? They came, and they worked, and they kept coming back every year, year after year, for the whole summer. This year, in 2019, they were both senior counselors, and they both got to lead children to Christ. And that was awesome. And one of the kiddos this last year in the fall, he did a gap year program through a Bible college. And so to see how cool it is, how God is using the camp ministry. So thank you so much for being here tonight. Thank you for supporting camp. It is exciting. To see what God did in 2020 when I can't have camp, I cannot wait to see what he's going to do next year. It's going to be incredible. Thank you so much.
We praise the Lord for opening up unique ways of ministering to children through our camp ministry, even in the midst of a difficult year. We also want to thank you for your prayers and support that makes this ministry possible to the children of Illinois. As we turn the corner into 2021, we just ask that you would continue to pray for us as we seek to minister to children any way we can to share with them the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through the ministry of CEF and Camp Good News. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.